the rest of the story. Cesar's mother adored her son's hands. How beautifully made they were, she'd always say. Surely young Cesar would someday become an artist. After all, there'd been a painter in the family generations before, an altar carver. But alas, most of Cesar's ancestors were goat herds. His father was a goat herd. So the boy with the hands of an artist became a herder of goats. Cesar lived in a tiny Swiss village of less than 200 people, the 13th child of a peasant couple. His father, Anton, owned a few cows and goats. In the summer when school was out, Cesar helped Papa herd them. Mama and Papa disagreed over furthering Cesar's education. Papa said it would be a waste of time. But Mama was ambitious for her children. Cesar himself did not know what he wanted to do. "Would you not like to be an artist or an engineer?" Mother asked him. Cesar said he preferred herding the goats. That was 2-1 against Mama. But Mama won. Sent to Sion, and there he would learn French and mathematics, and at the end of 3 years, he had not learned either. He still preferred herding the goats. Now Papa Anton was upset. Perhaps Cesar should have a chance at life beyond their little home cradled up against the mountains. So Papa wrote to a friend who owned a hotel in a nearby town. He sent along 300 francs and a plea to give his young son a job. The friend wrote back. The deal was settled. Cesar became an apprentice wine waiter at the hotel. At first, the boy was eager to learn. He tried his very best, but somehow, he just couldn't get the hang of it. It frustrated him. It frustrated him so much that he began dropping wine corks into the client's soup and bumping into and knocking over whole trays of crudité. Now the hotel manager became frustrated, and then he became angry. And then he gave up. He called young Cesar into his office and gave him the fact straight out. "Boy," he said, "I'm fond of your father, but I tell you, there's a point at which friendship ceases. I told you, Daddy, I'd give you a try, but I gave you a try. Now I must give you a piece of advice, and I hope you'll listen. Go back home. Go back to your goat herds and be happy in the life you were meant to lead. You'll never make anything of yourself in the hotel business. It requires a special flair, and you just don't have it." Cesar managed to stifle the tears until after he had left the manager's office. For the first time in his young life, he had failed at something he really wanted to do. And now he was faced with the prospect of returning home and disappointing his hopeful parents. Cesar did not return home. He'd been dismissed from his job as a hotel waiter, but he was too proud to admit defeat. Instead, he went to Paris, and from there he went on and on one day to see his name in the dictionary. Oh, yes, Cesar had been told most emphatically that he would never make anything of himself in the hotel business, but now, and for 100 years, the hotel business has been trying to live up to his name. He began as a herder of goats, nothing more. And yet he lived to see the world's most elegant hotels wear his simple peasant name. That name, now and forever, is engraved in gold and enshrined in the dictionary as a four-letter synonym for elegance. Anything so labeled is the ultimate in refined opulence. To this day, the world tips its hat at the very mention of the family name of Cesar, the family name of Ritz. Now you know the rest of the story.